Hello, listeners. This is your favorite blockhead here to talk to you about a very special opportunity from a local photographer that I'm proud to do business with on this podcast. Guys, the holidays are here. Thanksgiving will be here soon. Christmas is upon us. And just know, if you're looking for those great family photos, you should be checking out our friends over at Little Monkey Photography. Local photographer, 5 years in the making, 5 years experience, and looking forward to serving you as well as they have us over here at the Blockhead Mansion. I can personally vouch for the fact that their photography is quality and you will get professionalism every single time. You can go book today by following the link at yourfavoriteblockhead.com/blog and you can book for Little Monkey Photography. You can find the Instagram, Facebook page, and the address, including the mobile phone number, to be able to reach out and find it. And also, if you mention that you are coming from the Your Favorite Blockhead podcast, you heard about Little Monkey Photography from this show, you are going to get a 10% discount off of your services. Always professional, great quality. I can personally vouch for that. You are going to love the photography that you will get from Little Monkey Photography. Now, all that being said, the little redheaded girl's giving me the go-ahead. So what do you say we go ahead and start the show, shall we? Broadcasting live. Good evening, Blockhead Nation. Thank you for stopping by once again. You are listening to Your Favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and warriors inside the octagon the next. I am your host. My name is Brian Little, and thank you for coming by and listening to the show. On this podcast, you are guaranteed to hear three truths, or at least truths that come from my end. Number one, that God is king. Number two, Peanuts is the single most successful comic strip in American history, bar none. And three, MMA is the greatest sport under God's hot sun. I save all the MMA updates for the second segment of the show. This is the one where I discuss the lighthearted stuff, but I will be prefacing this episode now with, I've got some things to get off my chest, and I will share those in due time. But, just like everybody else, you know a problem we all face. Halloween is gone and gone. Thanksgiving is upon us. And just like you, I haven't finished all of my Halloween candy. We know that that's a normal setback that happens from the holidays. But those who are checking out, it's Thanksgiving, the episode, Charlie Brown, you're going to have to check it out on PBS or maybe PBS Kids this year. I think if you have Apple TV, you'll be able to access it. Just makes it a little harder. But I'm going to fast forward a little bit, just because there was a comic strip that came out on the Charles Schulz Museum website and got me to thinking. There is a great opening to not so much the Christmas episode, but there is one that comes afterwards most of the time when we have TV specials, and it's called It's Christmas Time Again. Now, I say that not because I want to jump the gun and I don't want to discuss Thanksgiving. I have done a full segment about the Mayflower Voyagers in the past, but in this one, you have Charlie Brown going door to door. Apparently, he has made his own Christmas wreaths, probably from a tree lot, and he is trying to sell them door to door. Well, there's a part where this gets addressed in the episode. It's in the same comic strip, but in the comic strip, they say it's not even Thanksgiving yet. And Charlie Brown thinks for a second and says, would you like to have a Thanksgiving wreath? And of course, he gets the door slammed in his face. So that's the actual comic. But it gets elaborated more if you watch the Christmas Time Again episode where he's going door to door and they say, there's another girl that says it's not Thanksgiving yet. By the time we get to Christmas, all the needles will have fallen off of it. Charlie Brown thinks his answer through and says, don't put it near the turkey. And of course, that doesn't serve him anything. So again, he's not selling any wreaths door to door. But Sally comes to him and says, oh, you're getting on the commercial bandwagon for the holidays, aren't you? Trying to get those big holiday bucks. And she ends up helping him at one point. Well, the last visit he makes before she joins him on his endeavors is actually a lot of fun. Because he goes to Franklin's house. And he says, would you like to buy a Christmas wreath? And Franklin's response is, do you realize what you are doing? Do you realize you are adding to the over-commercialization of Christmas? It doesn't take him any time to have rapid fire. Charlie Brown responds with, not until I sell one. So I think that can tie into us podcasters also. We can't really say that we've bought into over-commercialization until somebody crowdfunds our podcast or if we actually hit a certain threshold. Either way, that's podcaster talk. But I put this out to a couple of guys recently that I was going to address the verdict. We have Kyle Rittenhouse, and I'm not even sure if I'm saying his name right, to be honest with you. A lot of us who are thought to not be up to date minute by minute on the case and the trial of Kyle, I guess people think that we're living under a rock. It's more of I'm too busy working to notice a lot of what's going on. And now that we've reached the holiday season, you know, I'm packed up my classroom. I'm joining my family for the holidays weekend. I've had a chance to see this and see what the verdict was and get the cliff notes very quickly about what's happened here. And instead of coming to you with an opinion, I'm going to address something now. This is a very broad statement. This is not a focal point of any kind. I believe that we all need to get back to a reality that's been lost with this case, with other cases in the past. And I gotta tell you, if the only hope that you still have, no matter what side you take on this, if your hope is in the decisions made in the judicial branch, my friend, you're in trouble. Blockhead Nation, if the only hope you are getting is from judicial review, and if we can back up a little bit, we might have to go back to the origin of where judicial review came from. It actually came from the Marbury versus Madison case. We had a president, John Adams, who was leaving office, and there are all these Federalist judges that were to be appointed to a position in the Supreme Court. They were supposed to get their commissions, and they were kind of last minute. They had a nickname. They were called the Midnight Judges. Well, Jefferson takes over and pretty much tells his Secretary of State, Madison, to sit on these. In other words, don't send through the commissions, even for someone as deserving as a guy named William Marbury. Well, he takes the case all the way to the Supreme Court, and we finally figured out that if it's not constitutional, then it shouldn't be about dirty politics. It shouldn't be about one hand washes the other. It should be about what's constitutional or not. Because in this nation, yes, we adhere to what is written in the law of the land, not to a Supreme Court or to a Congress or to an executive branch. And I may not bring home every single point here, but bringing it back to this case, if your hope was in the verdict, then guys, you're already in trouble. I'm reiterating that again. If you are expecting at this point in history for courts to continue to be the great levelers instead of seeking salvation from the one who can give true mercy and justice, we're already in trouble. Maybe we need a good dose of Atticus Finch. Maybe we should go back and look at what he had in mind and what ultimately happened. No matter how much the living, working reality is of the courts treating people equally, society and culture is going to win and ring true at the end, whether that is in the Jim Crow South or whether that is in the North Territory or whether that is just in any case in the cancel culture we live in now. If you are putting your faith in that, you are already in a world of hurt. If you are continuing to pray the prayer to our Father who art in Washington, the evil one is prevailing. And I'm not trying to get wound up. If I'm raising my voice here, it's mostly because of my passion. It becomes a very dangerous balancing act when we seek out the First Amendment or the Second Amendment over the First Commandment. If your hope is in your right to bear arms, you might want to consider the one who gives real protection and real salvation. If this causes people to give me backlash, let the hate mail begin. I can take it. As a believer in the one Savior, Jesus Christ, I've been through this before. I told you one of the truths I will address on this show is God is King. I will prove to you that in the Peanuts, with the assassination of Martin Luther King, that Franklin was introduced beautifully into the comic strip. And we get away from the Atticus Finch syndrome. Might need to go back and read that book, To Kill a Mockingbird, and see what the harsh reality really is. Even though conceptually, I'm with a lot of you in different ways. But if you're getting your hope from the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, I'm sick of both of them. And maybe we should make some bounce houses for some of y'all to go into and bounce around and get all your aggression out, or some type of a rubber room, because it is destroying you physically, spiritually, and mentally in every way. There is a law in science. I don't even claim to be a science guy. If you look at it how the courts are supposed to be, you could be the dumbest person in the world and standing next to Albert Einstein, and the courts are supposed to level you out. It doesn't happen. Wake up. To the lowest of society, to the most elite, it doesn't even out all the time. Because of a law called the second law of thermodynamics. If you don't remember what that law is, I will sum it up for you right now. Anything that has been order will eventually become disorder. It makes sense that a creator put things into order, and it's going to decay over time. Things are not going to get any better. You might want to be careful with this thing called nationalism that relates back to the fifth president, the real guy that should be on the $5 bill if you're talking chronologically, James Monroe, and something called his era of good feelings. And none of it is rooted at all in biblical doctrine. Every bit of it is about we're going to expand west and we are not involved in any wars and we're going to be happy hunky-dory unless you are a Native American or if you are a slave. I'm addressing this all in the broad concept because so many of you want a polarizing opinion from me and you're not getting it. Here is a suggestion if you are wound up over the Kyle Rittlestaff or whatever his name is. If you're wound up over the verdict. Look, I'm going back and checking my notes here. Kyle Rittenhouse. If you're really worried about that, then consider three things for me now. Learn to love God again. Learn to love others, even if you disagree. And see if you can go make disciples. Try that suit on for once, Blockhead Nation, and see how it fits. Try on that suit, America, and see if we can't break some ground moving forward. There's my speech from YFB, and I appreciate all the crowdfunding that comes with it, too. Allow me to shake my nickel jar in front of you, because I happen to have a Ko-fi page. If you like what you're hearing, Ko-fi.com/yourfavoriteblockhead is in yourfavoriteblockhead.com/blog. There's a link if you want to give a donation. If you want to send me your comments, then I'm willing to listen to them, as I'm probably going to lose the bet that I have with Loud Opinion and the burnout, because when it comes to pounds being lost, we're not going to probably see that as a jar of gold sitting at the end of the rainbow for yours truly, but I will say it now. Those are the three truths that I'll give you. If you're worried about appeasing all sides, maybe you should put some faith in your God instead of your government. The courts are no longer our great levelers, and they're not going to get any better because of a law that's been in place, not a theory, but a law. Maybe, just maybe, if we get back to loving others, loving God, and discipling, then maybe, just maybe, we can start to see some ground that's broken for the better good. Hello, friends. This is Brian, the host of the Your Favorite Blockhead podcast. And as you know, the fall and winter weather is upon us. That means more buildup and debris in the gutters of your home. So instead of spending countless hours trying to repair and clean out the gutters yourself, why not leave it to the experts at Blue Diamond Seamless Gutters? That's right, ready to serve the Ellis County area, Blue Diamond is family-owned and offers both commercial and residential seamless gutter installation, free estimates, leaf guards, gutter cleaning, and repair. Blue Diamond Seamless Gutters will give you expert opinion and help you come up with what is best for you, your home, and your budget. Get in touch with Blue Diamond by calling the number provided in the blog page at yourfavoriteblockhead.com/blog or follow the Facebook page at Blue Diamond Seamless Gutters. All information to book your free estimate can be found in the notes for today's episode. And if you mention that you heard about Blue Diamond from this podcast, you'll receive a 10% discount on services provided. Not $5, not $10, no. 10% off of the services. That's Blue Diamond Seamless Gutters. YFB is proud to promote the very best in the gutter installation and cleaning business. Now, let's continue with today's episode. Our scripture of the day comes from Psalm 145. Verses 8 through 9. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and His mercies are over all His works. If you are still struggling with things that happen in our society, things that happen in our government, there is a fountain of goodness that you can only find that is in God's nature. The works of His mercy outshine all other good works and declare Him more than any of them. I want to give you something to chew on there, Blockhead Nation, as we get to the part that some of y'all have been begging for. All right, let's hear the MMA up-to-date Blockhead. All right, one fun one to start with. Let's just have some fun, shall we? Get all out of the serious mode. And there has been a company that started MMA very similar to the Wrestling Buddies. Anybody remember those? Where you could be wrestling in your bedroom with a pillow that is stylistic to your particular favorite wrestler. You could be wrestling with Hulkamania. You could be wrestling with the Ultimate Warrior. You could be wrestling with maybe Stone Cold Steve Austin. Some of y'all might have had him. I happen to have the Macho Man. Oh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage. I think I even got in trouble for putting some... I think this is what the kids that like wrestling call this, using color on his face. I remember putting some... taking a red marker and putting blood under his nose and having to answer to that with my dad. Only just to show that I beat that pillow, that wrestling buddy from pillar to post. And now there's a company that's called Big Shots that apparently has started making MMA buddies to where I don't know how you would do this. I mean, again, there's still going to be some wrestling moves, but it's not like you can go to the top turnbuckle and come down with an elbow onto a Conor McGregor. I mean, you could send him across the room and maybe throw a flying knee for Jorge Masvidal. I guess that's something you can do. But it was interesting that that came across my feed because Big Shots has made both a press conference and a cage attire for Conor McGregor and Jorge Masvidal. Those are two right out of the gates that just show you, no matter what your opinion is of those fighters, they are still major superstars in MMA. So you have Conor McGregor, you have Jorge Masvidal. I went and looked through all the other Big Shots, and I'm not going to lie, these are $60 a pop, so they're pretty expensive. But they had one for Amanda Nunes, one for Derek Lewis, the Beast from Houston. I was pleased to see that they had Thug Rose on there. Not of one her wearing UFC gold, but either way, she is in cage attire. They had John Jones on there still, so he still is on the lips of a lot of MMA fans. Since this is a fan-based company, there's one for Nick Diaz, and there's one for The Bullet, Valentina Shevchenko. So overall, not a bad starting point. Not too bad to have those for the inaugural MMA fighters that are coming out. But it looks like we're going down that road again. So if you ever had a wrestling buddy, if you got $60 to cough up and you want to get yourself an MMA buddy and maybe throw a couple of back fists at Conor or at Nick Diaz, then knock yourself out. But you'll see that I have saved the title of my episode for this particular part, Because, just like I could have mentioned earlier in society and culture, we have a common impasse in MMA, and it continues to fall into the lightweight division. And I just go, how do we sort this out? I guess it's a good problem to have, but if we're just going off of what we can anticipate, we have Dustin Poirier and Charles Oliveira who will be fighting for the championship. So Oliveira will be defending against the number one contender known as Dustin Poirier. We just had a slobber knocker between Justin Gaethje and Michael Chandler, which now if we go back and look at what's something that doesn't normally matter called the ranking system, we still have Justin Gaethje holding a solid number two position, because if we're going to go off of what's the right thing to do, most MMA fans would agree that Gaethje should be getting an automatic shot at the title for whoever wins come December again from Charles Oliveira and Dustin Poirier. But we have a audible that's been pulled. We've almost got a penalty flag on the play through this thing called social media. What do I mean by that? I bring in the guy that didn't even lose the title, who is speaking on behalf of somebody in the rankings. You might have heard of him. He's the guy that took Conor McGregor's soul. Yeah, you may not like how I refer to it there if you are a Conor fan, but I'm talking about Khabib. Khabib comes out on Twitter and says that Gaethje has had too many battles to where he doesn't finish the job, whereas Islam Makhachev is the guy who is having very impressive wins. So we go from, it's hard to debate that, because Islam has an impressive win over Dan Hooker, where we have an instant classic possible fight of the year with Michael Chandler and Justin Gaethje. But the common impasse that we've got at this point is, do we go with the narrative or do we go with the rankings when we start booking a fight? I mean, are we going to address the numbers versus the numbers of pay-per-view, which is the interest that's brought in? Because if you just go up and down the list, then there's no denying that Gaethje should be walking right into a number one contendership after we have Dustin versus Oliveira. Whatever happens at that point, you do have two guys that are coming off of a win that does make sense for a fight, and that's something that Khabib is trying to push. He's not even addressing his own flesh and blood. He happens to have a cousin that's in the UFC, and he has given the blessing to Islam Makhachev. But if we come to the board again, we've addressed four of the five guys, but what are we going to do about Benel Dariush? And are we going to even look at his record at this point? 21 wins, 4 losses, and 1 no contest. Amidst all these killers that we've got, the lightweight division is so heavily stacked. It is still, in my mind, and nobody can debate me otherwise, this is the most dangerous division in all of MMA. And we have another guy who wants to come into the lightweight division and wants to mix it up. I think even Bobby Green might be even coming to discussion in the top 10 now that he's defeated Ally Aquinta, who's hanging it up and saying that this isn't worth it anymore. But we look at it all. Do we go with the rankings? Do we go with what should happen versus the narrative of what is being sold? Because Khabib has now stepped in, the man who never lost the title, with the best record in all of MMA, 29-0, who is ordained Islam Makhachev to be moving up the ranks. So do we put Islam coming off a win versus Gaethje versus a win? But then what do you do? Does Dariush just walk in and face Dustin versus Oliveira? Or is this going to be such an instant classic that we got to run it back for a second time? You got a lot of mixing of the cards here. Who's going to cut the deck on this one? But it's very, it's enlightening. It's enthralling to get involved in. But what do? Time will tell after we have Dustin versus Charles Oliveira. We even have some drama that's a lot of fun to get into in the welterweight division. Speaking of Jorge Masvidal, he comes out with an undisclosed injury. So the fight between Leon Edwards and Jorge Masvidal is off. And then we have an interview with Brett Okamoto where Leon Edwards is sitting in his car and says, I knew that he was a fake all along. I knew that he was a liar. He didn't want any part of me. He wanted to give me the 3-piece and the soda backstage, but when it's time for him to step up, the bell has rung. We're out on the playground. One guy's shown up. The other one hasn't shown up. Well, we know who the victor is because the other guy doesn't want to fight. We don't know what the injury that Masvidal has, but it comes to, we have a very, very interesting story being built up in the welterweight division. Because it seems like we're going down the road of Anderson Silva, where he was continuously winning these fights. We have that with Kamaru Usman right now. There's nobody else that really is shining in that division except maybe Khamzat Chimaev, which, of course, he throws his name in the pot and says, of course, I'll step in. I'll face Leon Edwards right away. We don't have the confirmation on that, if that's even being offered to him. But, you know, we have a lot of negotiations and sometimes bookings that come off of this thing called Twitter. If you don't know where to go to figure out what's going on in the MMA world, just watch some of the guys on Twitter and see what happens. But, you know, again, interesting. So we've covered that there are apparently MMA/wrestling buddies out there. The lightweight division, how do we sort out this impasse? The drama that's happening in the welterweight division has got a lot of people considering where do we go here. But everybody still has the name Conor McGregor on their lips. Conor McGregor is disabled. YFB is patiently waiting for the next bout from a guy who could be the next face of the company. I'm talking about Paddy Pimblett. I will stop the presses on everything I'm discussing on my show when I find out what's going on with Paddy the Batty. Paddy the Batty, I am looking forward to your next fight. I believe it just comes down to you're going to have to keep winning, brother. You're going to have to keep winning to continue to be the marketable babyface that you're coming off to be and the killer stud that's coming out of Liverpool, England that we are anticipating you to be. Either way, the sport is moving forward, and it is moving forward fast. And if you got a chance to watch the Miesha Tate fight tonight, I don't believe that that one has enough water. I don't believe that there's enough story to where she's trying to reintroduce Ronda Rousey to come back. That's still a 2-0. I don't need a third go-about with Miesha Tate. But what amongst the females, the talk is the free agency of one Kayla Harrison. Now, this one's fun to discuss. Kayla Harrison goes to a Bellator fight and watches Chris Cyborg. When she's asked about, would you face her, she doesn't even give a moment's hesitation. Of course I'll fight her. So that one has my interest. If we're going to play a little bit of matchmaker, the narrative is all there for Kayla Harrison to walk right in and face Chris Cyborg. We'll see what Scott Coker does with those updates. Either way, there's a quick little cliff notes you can expect going on into MMA at this point. It's very possible, guys, since yours truly has a birthday coming up. I don't know if you can expect a Saturday podcast, but if there is going to be one, then I'll put out information about it. If I'm not going to do a podcast because of my birthday weekend, maybe I might take the week off. That might be something I do for myself, unless there's something really itching at me to get back on and share something with the podcasting world. So you'll either see me next Saturday or you won't. So I still want to say same blockhead time, same blockhead channel. It just may not be next Saturday. Either way, we'll see what happens moving forward. To all of you, have a happy, happy Thanksgiving, and we will see you the next time around.